I'm Kyle Milan, and after 20 years in manufacturing, nobody knows more than me about industrial marketing and technical sales.
Stop sending general marketing campaigns out there. You need to tailor your approach for the industrial marketing area, and I'm going to show you how to do it in this video with customized personal data.
Let's get into it, huh? So you guys, the way the show works, for those of you that are new to this, we go through a topic, we talk about it. I want you guys to put comments in the comment section below, especially you on LinkedIn. Hit them blue thumbs. Let me show some love from you guys for this content. All right, so today we're talking about using customer data to personalize industrial marketing campaigns. We're going to go to the board in a second and throw up the first thing. But what do you guys think about when I say that? What tactics are you guys using right now when it comes to your outbound marketing campaigns? And even if you're in sales, put down in the comment section, what are you guys using that's generating the most results? We've got a lot of clients, and our clients here range from about half of them have a product, half of them have a service. What I mean by that is they have a product that they're selling to industrial markets, or they have a service that they're selling to OEMs and other industrial companies. So it could be a machine shop type service, injection molding, automation, et cetera, or it can be a product, a physical product that they're selling. And so we see a lot of different things here. Some things work for some customers that don't work for others, but in general, we've got our fingers on the pulse of what's working. So today we're going to start with number one, and I only got a few points. Collect info. So collect info. The first thing you want to do is collect your information. You want to have your information stored in some kind of fashion. What I mean by that is you have to first decide, all right, for what we're trying to do, for who we're going after, what information is most important for us to try and create custom content around, for us to use that information in our messaging, in our branding, in our outreach, in our ads, whatever it is. You have to figure out, what are these, I always just call them the buckets, right? Is it company size? Is it you guys are going after 51 to 200, 201 to 500, 1,000 plus, 5,000 plus, 10,000 plus? Are you going like the 11 to 50 employee size? Is the employee size important? Like, let's throw away revenue, because everybody that reports revenue is never accurate. It does not matter if it's Zoom or Google or Crunchbase or whoever, like their revenue numbers are never accurate. So I always say throw out revenue of whatever you can find. That's not important. Focus on the number of employees, because that's way more easier to say that this is pretty accurate than revenue for a private company. But what is important to you? It could be geographic location. It could be an industry that they're in that's important for messaging, right? Because you're going to say, I'm going to create these buckets of information. And with each bucket, I'm going to use something from that to do a customized message. So it could be something like, hey, I'm going to do an email to companies that are 51 to 200 employees. And I know from being in this industry, whatever industry you're in, I know that companies 51 to 200, they typically have these common constraints, right? They typically have these top three problems when it comes to their facilities maintenance, or when it comes to their supply chain with metal or plastic or whatever, or corrugated. They have common issues. So you can use that information to then generate custom messages. But if you don't have it, if you haven't already collected it, then you're pretty much sitting with no information. So figure out what are these different areas that you want to get accurate information on. So company size could be the industry. Hey, Joe, we've noticed with other customers that we have in the automotive space that they're having these common issues. You can tie it all together. Automotive space, common issues, company size. We've noticed that companies that are in the automotive space like you with around 200 employees or up to 200 employees face these three challenges. And I just want to know if you're open to a conversation to see if we can help you guys out, or if you're having similar challenges. It's like that level of customization, it just works, right? It's if I send you an email and say, hey, I want to talk to you about your industrial marketing, you're going to be like, okay, it's different, because most people just say, I want to talk to you about your digital marketing and not specifically to industrial. Okay, so we've got a niche there. But if I said, I want to talk to you about the industrial marketing and the issues that we see that CNC machine shops like yours from a company size standpoint typically deal with and how we overcome those issues, you're going to be like, whoa, this is very specific to me. And maybe I get an extra 7 seconds of your attention. Maybe. Maybe you're still just look at those and you're like, nope, gone. Subject line, you know from the subject line this is going to be a salesy email. You know within the first two sentences this is going to be a salesy type email. But regardless, like, you have to make an attempt and you have to try. And so the first step, collecting that information, determine what's important to you and what could you break out and say, I could do custom messaging around that. Not just with email. It could be a social post. It could be advertising. And we'll get into those different areas with the other three bullet points. But you need to collect the information, and then where are you going to store it? Do you have a CRM system that has up-to-date, accurate information? Right? That's question number one. If you guys have a CRM system, anybody that's watching this live or watching on the replay, put your CRM system in the comments that you guys use. Is it a Pipedrive, Apollo, Salesforce, Pardot, HubSpot, Sugar, Zoho? Like, what is your CRM system that you're using to collect and store this information? Because once you figure out, okay, this is my system, hopefully it's HubSpot. And if it's not HubSpot and you guys are thinking about getting it with HubSpot, reach out to us. We are the leading industrial solutions provider for HubSpot, right? So, like, we're the biggest partner to HubSpot in the industrial space. Go ahead and fact check that, and it is true. We're about to hit a new milestone in about 2 weeks. So look at it and say, okay, what is this information already in there? Is this a standard field, or do I have to create a custom field? Almost everything that we do with our clients, like, a lot of it, significant portion of it is custom. It's like, nope, that they are tracking this property, but I want to go a little bit deeper. I want a custom property with a drop-down selection, et cetera. But you have to first create all of those properties and then import that information in. If you guys don't have that information, you've got a CRM system, you're like, I've got all these companies and I don't know. You could use something like ZoomInfo or Seamless AI and say, I've got these companies, but I want you to enhance my data. Or I'm going to take these companies that I have, put them into a search, into a list, and then pull what ZoomInfo gives back to me as the information. Now, something with specifically with HubSpot, they have this little informational section where if you don't put in the industry, you don't put in the company size, they're like, dude, I got you. I'm going to scour the internet, look at our database, and we're going to plug that in. Most of the time, that's wrong. Like a significant portion of the time, HubSpot's information that they find is wrong. You really got to go to someplace like ZoomInfo and pay for that information. But step one, figure out what is important to you. Step two, if you already have a CRM system, make sure that you have custom properties set up. And then step three, populate that data. And at least at a minimum, say, moving forward, I do not want information plugged into the system without it having at least this core information. So collect the information. Number two, I'm just going to put two letters up here. Artificial intelligence. Are you guys currently using artificial intelligence? Do you know how to use AI specifically in this? If you're like, I have no idea. Perfect. We're going to show you. So here's the cool thing about AI. If we just go with the basics of ChatGPT, what we can do is we can take the information that we have. Step one, we collected that information. We know what's important to us. We can take that information, create a custom prompt in ChatGPT using specific GPT plugins and say, okay, now I want you to craft me a message. I want you to craft me a message that is based on this information, this type of message and tone, but use these three columns. So it could be something like, if column industry is important, company size plus location, you can have this GPT auto-populate. Now, this is not something you just do in 5 minutes. Like, this is going to take a little bit of time to get it perfect. Like, you're probably talking an hour to 2 hours to get it perfect. We do this every day, internally and sometimes for our client stuff. Based on this information, I want you to generate a cold email message using these types of practices, right? We're getting into prompts, which I strongly agree with a lot of people out there that say that AI isn't necessarily replacing jobs, but it's actually creating jobs. Like, a person that strictly knows how to do prompts will be a job in the near future. Because the prompt, i.e., what background information do you give it, is important to generate the actual result that you want. So you say, all right, based on these columns and this type of tone and this type of information, I want you to go to the description of the company, right? Maybe you pull that information from the website, pull it in from their LinkedIn company page description. I want you to craft an email and put it in this cell. So it's column F1 or G1, and columns A, B, C, D is a company name, the industry, the company size, location, whatever's important to you. You can use AI to craft those messages to see what does it think, right? Now, that's to do it at scale. If you're like, I don't need it to create a spreadsheet and create multiple versions of a message so I can A, B, C, D test this thing. I just want it to tell me what the message should be. You can do that just straight up in ChatGPT and not have it connect to Google Sheets or something like that. But if we want to take this 10 steps further and say generate custom messaging based on this information, put the options like email one is going to be in cell F1, email two is going to be in cell G1, and you put have it put in there. Then you have to go back and perfect the prompting, but you can have it auto-generate that. And then from there, pull that into a template, pull it into a CRM system. Like there's lots of levels of crazy automation you could do. We do it every day. Our automation team is always connecting multiple dots. But this stuff does work. And then you can A-B test it. You don't have to sit there and like be like, what do I think? I think it should be like this. Like you're taking somewhat of time out of the equation by saying, if you teach ChatGPT the smart way, like this is what's important to this industry. This is the person I'm going after. This is the job function. These are the things that they care about. And you create this ecosystem. Then from there, it's just plugging in the company information to auto-generate. Now, you might be thinking like, oh, well, Kyle, I already have that. I already have those capabilities in my email system, right? Pardot, HubSpot, whatever you're using, Apollo, IO. I can put in contact first name dash, hey, Joe, I noticed that you work at, and then insert company name. You can do that. I'm just saying that this could be a faster way to do it using ChatGPT to generate the rest of the message. But you want to try and pull that information into the messaging for outbound, into the messaging on social to try and get it to where it's as specific as possible without looking stupid. So you guys probably see this all the time. You'll get messages on LinkedIn, connection requests. I get them all the time, messages and connection requests that say, hey, Kyle, congrats on your success at this company. I noticed that you're a leader in this space. And they're just like inserting industry and inserting company name there. I know right away that that's BS, but it's not because that they're using the company name. It's the fact they're using like the verbiage that they're using. Like, you're a leader in this space, and I wanted to read, like, nobody says that you're a leader in this space. So they're using a poorly crafted prompt, probably from ChatGPT or some system like that, that is, regardless of if it's using a system, it's in the back end using ChatGPT. So don't throw out AI and just say, like, I'm not going to use it. Like, there could be some power here if you say, these are things that are important. These are things that matter to the customer in these specific verticals or these industries, and try and customize that information as much as possible into a message and then send that message out at scale. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. If you guys are using ChatGPT, if you guys are using any other AIs, put them in the comment section below. We right now are probably using, I don't even know, probably 8 to 10 paid licenses to be able to do things in the background and make it easier. All right, so number three, how are we going to use this plan? Use it. The difference between people that have an idea and people that have a successful business is the execution of it. So how? Let's talk about this. Let's talk about the theory of we're going to do this customer centric, this very account specific, this personalization of messaging. But how are we going to do it? Let's burn through it. So number one, anything on social. So you're posting things on social, you're sending connection requests. Ideally, you make it personalized to them. Ideally. Now, if you don't have time to do it and there's no AI system or automation system that could do it for you, I get it. And maybe you say, hey, for this specific tactic, a LinkedIn connection request, like I can't use it. But anything in regards to email marketing, you want to be using this. You want to use it in the subject line. You want to use it in the body of the text and all of that information. Let's talk about ads. You've got Google ads. Maybe you break down your Google ad campaigns and say, this campaign is going to be specifically off of this industry. Now, within that industry, if you have 7 different types of companies size-wise, you can't control that I only want it to show when somebody works at a company that's 200 to 500 because they don't know, right? So you have to say, for this industry, if somebody types in this search phrase, I'm going to assume that they're in this industry. So therefore, my ad copy for the headline in the description is going to be relevant to that specific industry. So it could be like automotive gearbox repair or aerospace gearbox repair or agriculture gearbox repair. If I know that they're typing in agriculture gearbox repair and I want to use this mindset of like personalization, then my ad campaign for that specific group that's using that industry is going to show in the headline agriculture or automotive gearbox repair specialist, 30 years of experience, blah, 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 right? So you have to look at every single area and every single way that you're marketing every vertical and saying, for this small group, medium group, I'm going to then put them into this group campaign, and the personalization of the messaging is a fit with it. So email, advertising, LinkedIn company page posts, right? So if you're posting something on LinkedIn and you say you're an expert in this space, you want to call it out because it comes down to relevancy. If you have a graphic, if you have copy, if you have hashtags that are relevant to a specific industry, that then takes you to a page, right? So think three steps down the road. Think, what are they going to do? I'm going to have them click this ad or this social graphic or this post, but where does it go to? Well, if it just goes to your homepage, well, that's a waste, right? You're being specific and personalized with your messaging. So therefore, whenever you take them outside of that platform, email, Google search, social, YouTube videos, you want to make sure that wherever they land is also specific. So it's like, start with trying to get their attention, personalize as much as possible. They click something, they're taking the action you want them to take. They then go to a landing page that is already set up for that specific industry, right? If somebody comes to your website and says, I'm going to go under markets or I'm going to go under industries and I want to go into this specific industry, this specific market, maybe it's like company size. You've got a SaaS product selling to industrial companies, ERP systems, something like that. And you're like, you know, 51 to 200, they have a different issue than 500 to 1,000, right? Or then 200 to 1,000. You've already segmented out. Step one, collect information, determine what's important to you. You've already segmented out that these guys have different pain points, different problems. It could be based on job function. So many people have done that, right? The persona. I think half the time those personas is BS and it's just garbage, but it's fun to watch people do the persona-based stuff where it's like Eddie the engineer and Paul the plant manager. But it could be something where if it's based on company size, you have different industries or company sizes on your website. Those are drop downs. When they go to that page, it's very specific. But further up the funnel, top of the funnel, they're searching. How are you going to get their attention? How can you create your ads, your copies, your graphics, your social posts, et cetera, so when they search, when they come across it, that they're going into a specific funnel? So you have to keep that in mind when you're using this. It is not something where you just gather information and say, at some point, we might do something with it. You need to use it. And that's going to go into point number four. What are we trying to do here? What's the ultimate goal? For those of you that have watched my stuff before, we're trying to go after one word, omnipresence. This means be everywhere. If you could be everywhere all at the same time, you would have no reduction in opportunities from a sales standpoint. Your revenue would not be an issue if you could be everywhere, because people would just find you. That's just natural, right? If you're always in front of your target demographic, people would find you. There's a video I did. Riley's going to put a link in the comment section. And the video is account-based marketing switching to industry-based marketing. This is a live that we did, I don't know, a few weeks ago, probably like 2 months ago, where I walked through the entire process for like 55, 60 minutes of how to do industry-based marketing. After this live, go watch that video on YouTube, the whole live, where I break everything down. What I'm basically saying in that is that when you're doing this customization, personalization, it doesn't just have to be when you're trying to personalize stuff. Just in general, you're going after an industry. You have to think all of the steps. You want to first make sure wherever they're going on their landing page, your website, whatever page you're sending them to, make sure that is ready to accept that traffic. It just has to be like, they're going to come here. There's going to be relevant information, the copy, the images, maybe a video, the call to action is going to be relevant, right? Then going to the next step. Now I need to build a list. After I build a list, I want to be specific on who I'm going after, geographic location, number of employees, industry, job functions, etc. Then I'm going to try and market to them. I'm going to do email. I'm going to connect with them on LinkedIn. I'm going to do some geofencing. I'm going to do paid ads in their area. What you're trying to do is make sure that once you have your system set up, once you have your messaging set up, that you are everywhere and they can't help but come across you. Like, no matter what they do, they're going to come across and see your content. That's just like, they can't avoid it if you're everywhere. What happens though, for most industrial companies, they're like, I'm going to do social. Okay, so you start doing social. While you're just focusing on one area, you're missing other opportunities. So you have to look at it and say, if I was that customer, what would I want said to grab my attention? Is it going to be a word? Is it going to be a phrase? Is it something like we did this for a client, offshore tooling, right? If I talk about mold building services, but and that may get your attention, mold building, die building, tool and die company. That may get your attention if you're in that space. But if I'm trying to promote offshore tooling, if I'm trying to promote Mexico manufacturing in Mexico, then I'm going to use phrases and words that are important to get them to pause for at least 3 to 5 seconds, maybe 7 to 10, and look at it and be like, okay, I want to click into that. I want to expand on that. But it starts with, if you're them, what would you want to see? What would catch your attention? And then also, where are you giving your attention to? So everybody's searching to some degree on Google, right? Not everybody's on YouTube watching videos, but I feel like for the most part, at some point in the year, in the month, in the week, somebody goes to YouTube to watch something related to work. Everybody's on LinkedIn already, as those of you that are watching this live on LinkedIn. You're already on LinkedIn, so you need to play there. So you got search, you've got video content, you've got LinkedIn, so those are the three. You go to trade shows. Are you at those trade shows? Are you advertising at those trade shows? Are you walking the trade shows? Are you exhibiting at those trade shows? Your target demographic is there. How are you going to get their attention? You got a trade show where there's 1,500 exhibitors, 40,000 people over 3 days. How are you going to get their attention? You have to think like that. Oh, I'm going to advertise in the show program. Nope, do not do that. That's a waste of money. To all my trade show people out there, I know you hate when I say that, but it is a waste of money. But you have to think about what's the mindset of the people I'm trying to go after and where are they focusing their attention on. But if you just focus on a single area, you are missing out on other opportunities. Now, if it's a bandwidth thing, you can say, I don't have the financial resources or the personnel resources to take care of these other areas. That's fine. You say, I'm going to do it on my own. I'm going after this vertical first. Yeah, do that. And beat that vertical up. Use social to its fullest extent. Use some automation if you know how to do it or if you watch my webinar on how to do it. Use that to the fullest extent. Once you get that thing rolling, now you want to look at another area. You want to spread it out. But it's all going after this phrase of omnipresence. You have to apply the information that you just learned. And if you just sit there and say, all right, I'm going to collect it. We could personalize our messaging. We could personalize our branding, the experience that people have when they come to our site. We could. I just don't have the resource to do it yet. I would say stop right now. Put together a plan and say, I just want to roll out one aspect in the next 30 to 60 days. Just one. Get that going, and then it's like anything, right? Building blocks. You're going to do the next one. Just set aside some milestones to go after that. And hopefully the way that I broke this down for you from a personalization standpoint makes sense. Hey, guys, if you're not already subscribed to the YouTube channel, head over there, subscribe to it, turn on notifications so that way you know every single time that we upload a video. If you want to listen to this in podcast form, head over to every major podcast platform. Just type Industrial Sales and Marketing with me, and it will pop up. I will see you guys on the next one.
Well, that's it for this episode. If you got value out of it, please subscribe to this podcast and share it with one person you know. And if you can, leave me a review because it really helps me out. If you want to check out my other content, go over to YouTube. I've got a channel over there, as well as find me on LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook under my name, Kyle Milan. I will see you on the next one.